So I only had a good 6 months in this earthly life and was then called back to the spiritual world. And I came to the paradise of the littlest children. There I was looked after by the angels of God with endless love. Her beauty, her patience cannot be described in such language as people speak. Well, I grew up in this children's paradise, looked after by angels of God. I only had beautiful things to experience. Like all my siblings, I was raised only with love. We were also taken to special festivals and were allowed to say poems there, very small poems. We each brought a small torch or a few flowers and took a few steps to a dance. The world we lived in was so wonderful and so beautiful. We were surrounded with constant love, so that everyone who grew up there in this children's paradise is so permeated with love that it is hardly possible that feelings could be expressed in them in the spiritual world that in some way do not correspond to divine laws would correspond. Because only growing up in love, in the environment of these wonderful, patient angels of God, is also a wonderful gift for a being. When I was about 7 years old, according to your time, I was taken to earth to my parents and was told, "You see, this is the house where your parents live and where they still talk about you. Now and then, meaning the special Christian holidays, you can go to them and bring them what you want." These wishes of a 7-year-old child are to be understood as modest things, so they often only carry a little flower, a little light, a colored stone, a colorful leaf or any other things that are in this children's paradise that they can reach. When I was 7 years old, I was taken away from this sphere. I still remained in the children's paradise, but came to another, how should I put it, department or sphere of the same level. You had to go to school again, because what one had previously learned had just disappeared, but could easily be regained. So I continued to grow up, and when a few more years were over, I had to leave this sphere too. We were, each a nice group of people of the same age. After a wonderful farewell party, after singing, after many good wishes and playing together, we left this world and a new phase began for us again. We were told that we also had to learn, just like the growing children on earth. So we also have to learn again and again what we can be expected to bear until this knowledge is compiled again. So I stayed in the world of God, in this wonderful, beautiful sphere. It was explained to me that I had reached these heights thanks to my goodwill and growing up surrounded by loving beings. Through their loving upbringing, one is imbued with the same power. It is similar to people on earth. When parents live together with their children in great harmony, patience and love, they take this love, this harmony with them into their lives later on. Everyone also carries disappointments from their parents' home into their larger lives. Therefore, what grows in love becomes strong and good, what grows in true, spiritual, pure love. Today I am faced with new tasks in the spiritual world. So I was also invited to a party. As you already know, there is a lot of celebration in the heavenly world and people go and invite this and that soul, but always with a certain calculation to get something in return from them. And I have now given this in return. Well, my dear brothers and sisters, I say goodbye to you again. If there are questions within you, you have the opportunity to ask them and they will certainly be answered. I would just like to recommend one thing to you, that you too, wherever you are and where you live, try to always be of good will. Stop any malice because it prevents everyone from advancing. Be of good will, and if someone has a difficult life and is scarred, but he accepts his fate and is understanding towards his fellow human beings, then what happens to me can happen to him. The ladder to heaven is so infinitely large. And the angels of God who lead you up this ladder to heaven can lift you up, move to these heights that you have earned. So may it be with you. When they take you from this earth and walk with you on this ladder to heaven, may it happen that they can jump over many rungs with you so that you too can experience heaven in its true beauty, in its peace, in its happiness. This is my greeting to you. God bless you. Joseph, God bless you. my dear friends, I am ready to answer your questions as best I can. Dear friend Joseph, was the meaning of Christel's short life only for his parents or for this soul too? Joseph, yes, primarily it was for this soul. But then the parents who had to bear this suffering were chosen accordingly. So one is connected to the other. So can one assume that there was a karmic reason for the short life? Joseph, partly yes. It was a suffering for the parents. But because this soul was allowed to grow up in this paradise and only in beauty and was cared for with so much love, it was strengthened. So she did not have to go through the temptations that people have to go through and fall over and over again. This does not mean that this soul will not be born again in the earthly realm, but the world of God chooses them, draws the plan accordingly for them and strengthens them. She allows them to be so penetrated with divine power that their feelings are just as subtle. But then, at a given moment, let us say, after many, many decades or it could even be 200 or 300 years, they will then have to be sent back into the earthly realm. Thank you, dear Joseph. Is it possible that a soul who was allowed to grow up in a children's paradise will then grow up in a later person, have to go through a very difficult life and fall again? That means they do not pass their exams? Joseph, I want to say it could be possible. Because this world has so many dangers and man becomes weak in it. You know that here he is exposed to the Luciferian laws and the temptations are very great, so that the possibility of falling already exists. It is just like this, when a spirit has reached these heights, it is also strengthened in its belief in God and is accordingly led by the spiritual world into an environment where these possibilities are not available to the same extent. But I cannot say, yes, that can never happen, but it could well happen that something significant comes to the person that impresses him so much that he moves away from belief in God or rejects belief in God. This possibility can also exist. But one hopes that when one has reached these heights, there are only a few of them. Dear Joseph, I would be interested to know whether Christel was baptized in her second life, which lasted so short. Does baptism influence spiritual life? Joseph, my dear friends, the baptism that people perform is simply an external act. You want to commit yourself to a community. But the child who is born is a child of God and belongs to the spiritual Church of Christ. Baptism is a human act, so you should not think that heaven is not open to a child who has not been baptized in the name of God and in the name of Jesus Christ, but heaven is also open to it. Because remember, there are so many religious traditions. There are people who know, I would like to say, do not know, belong to communities and who baptize their children at home themselves. They, too, have a firm belief, yes, now I have baptized the child, now it suits him. The sky is open. Heaven is open to everyone, it depends on how you behave in life. But everyone who has entered this earthly kingdom is a child of God and bears the sonship of God. It was brought by Jesus Christ. Dear friend Joseph, I assume that spirit messengers are also present at the baptism of a small child and perhaps bring their gifts to this celebration. Joseph, you know, there are spiritual festivals for such small children that people have no idea about. It is not always the case that the spirits of God take part in the festivals that people celebrate, but they have their own festivals and work at a time when people do not know it and have no idea about it, because this is not necessary at all. The spiritual world cannot attach such importance to the baptism that people undertake because the thought associated with it is not correct. Because there are children who are not baptized, but heaven is still open to them. Should the spirits now go to such a child because of the action because people have decided to baptize this child? The spirits of God also accompany these beings in other ways and are their guides and protectors, just as they are instructed and as marked. Dear Joseph, did his father's forgetfulness have anything to do with his mental state, or was he perhaps just a bit weak, willed? Joseph, yes, his weak will was due to his level of development. He had this flaw, and he now found himself with siblings who had the same flaws. How can a person strengthen his will if he is weak, willed? Because here lies the problem, he has trouble making an effort. Crystal, December 3, 1958. 119, Joseph, but he can make an effort by listening to the words of those around him who remind him what the right path is. You know, there are weak, willed people who are good, natured. Something can be formed or something can grow out of their good nature. Due to this good nature, they are unable to do unjust actions and they will dutifully do everything that they are told, and accordingly they also have their merits. Of course it is different if easy going. So there are different gradations in this relationship too. Dear Spirit Joseph, was Christel's disability also an instruction for his father? Joseph, oh yes. You know, this daughter was a big burden for him. He already had a difficult life. You have to imagine what such a disability meant at the time when this happened, how people were ruthless and uncomprehending towards each other. That was worse back then. Today, when such a person lives among you, you feel sorry for him and try to make his life easier. Higher development brought all of this with it. The refinement of man, man's higher thinking, has refined his sensibilities, and he accordingly has understanding for such a person. But at that time people like that were despised. How long ago was this life? Is it more than 200 years? Joseph, yes, it is a little more. Dear Joseph, what can be the reason why a person cannot speak? I do not mean in Christelle's case, but in general. Joseph, you know, when people have committed major mistakes, the spiritual world always determines how to make amends, is. Because here too, I do not want to say what happened back then, I would like to take you back in spirit, let us say 300 or 500 years ago. If you think about that time, you have to realize that back then this understanding and goodwill towards others was not present, that people used terrible means against each other and that they put each other under strain. How could what Crystal had acquired after her first life in the otherworldly school be lost again so that it had to be learned again after the second life? Joseph, when a being enters the earthly world, it no longer knows anything about its previous spiritual life. So it does not know where, in what sphere it lived, what position it occupied. By entering this earthly realm, this knowledge was taken away from him. When these beings leave the earth again, they have to adapt to those conditions and have to learn the same thing again. If they have diligently attended such schools in the past, it will not be difficult for them to grasp what they have previously learned. Dear Joseph, Crystal spoke about the ladder to heaven. Was that meant symbolically? Joseph, yes, it is clear that this is symbolic. The ladder to heaven simply means the steps. After her father's death, this Crystal was taken to a monastery where other frail and weakly gifted people were cared for. We already wrote about it in Barbara TMS last report, S.P. 99 FF, heard of a monastery and the works of the church were spoken of. Now there is no doubt that the church has done many works. I am very interested to know, especially in connection with the last lecture, who was actually credited with these works. Crystal, December 3, 1958. 121, Joseph, it depends on what motives or urges the people in question had to create these works. If it was done just for their glory, it cannot be credited to them personally. But again it is something that has unfolded through development. Because it is like this, the world of God always tries to bring people's actions to a spiritual height, that means, even if a person does something out of some attitude, let us say, out of an attitude that is neither good nor bad, the world of God then tries to produce something better from what has been created. The world of God continues to create, continues to build on what people have built. Experience report of the ascending spirit being Crystal and answering questions from spirit teacher Joseph by mediator Beatrice Brunner in the hall on Mar 1 Quarten Caldenstress, Zurich. Template, tape recording. Next headline, January 7, 1959. Han, the Hard Heart. A former innkeeper gains understanding for the vices and needs of his neighbors. Control Spirit, the beginning of the audio recording is missing. First, a spirit will speak to you who has been in the afterlife for about 35 years. It is a spirit being that speaks to you from the lower spheres of purification. That does not mean that it is a malicious spiritual being, but rather we want to give you an insight into the wonderful spiritual laws. We want to show you how you lead the individual up and what they have to experience in the afterlife, and that in the spiritual world, with simple, uneducated people from whom you cannot actually expect that much, all of this is taken into account. I just want to ask you to listen carefully, because you can learn a lot from the explanations that these entities give you. This gives you the best insight into the laws. The language of this spirit will not be as we wish. But we allow it this way so that you also get proof of how such a being can make himself known, that it happens in the way he thought and spoke as a human being, and that he made himself known in such a short time hasn't improved that much yet, he is probably trying hard. It should be clear to you that we only allow spirits who have a good will to ascend. We have checked them carefully and they are now under our control. If a spirit became abusive in its speech in any way, we would intervene immediately and break the trance. If this creature speaks a little funny in his story, you can, I would say, laugh a little, you can enjoy it, but you should ensure that the elevated framework remains. Because if that was not the case, we would stop immediately. So we again allow a being in this way so that you can receive instructions from it, so that you can gain insight into the spiritual world and into the work and life of these spirits of ascension. Well, God bless you all. God bless you. The spirit being reported below spoke in a distinctive dialect that was mixed with written German. This peculiar language style was largely left in its original form in order to illustrate the peculiarity of the spiritual being. Han, God bless you. This is what I was taught, this is what I should speak to you. My dear siblings, my name is Han. I have to tell you, I lived in this earth realm and I had an inn. I had seen what was right here, just as I believed it would be good. Very often the priest came to me and said, Han, you, the good Lord is not happy with you. You cannot go to church, you cannot go to heaven. And you don't have a good heart, you have to change. Then I said, I cannot come to church, but my wife comes to church, she prays for me and that should be enough. Well, I have already looked into the truth, that is, for me. Ma then blamed me, and the priest mostly. I gave the poor people too much brandy and I took everyone's pennies. I should not have. And well, I got sick and had to die. Then the priest said I had to prepare me, I will now come before the Lord God and he will then talk to me. Yes, it is come to this point, I am away from the world. And then I met my mother and she said, repent, the Lord God is not at peace with you. You did not have a good heart as a human being. You have a lot to make up for. Yeah, I did not even imagine what it might look like on the other side. That the Lord does not agree, it is coming, I thought so, it is not possible for the next one to come. Now I have to blame the mothers for that. She always said, yes, you had a nice house. And you always chased away the traveling people who came near your house. You were too rough. Then I said, yes, I have to chase them away because they are killing my chickens, I had to, they were stealing everywhere, and I could not do that. Then I just chased them away. Then my mother went to the side, and then she was different, beautiful creature, I knew that. Ma always talked about the angels. And when you lived as a human being, you always said about the English, but it was not always that understandable. Now I have experienced it. And he said the same thing to me, he said, Han, you did not have a good heart. Why did you always chase away these traveling people? You should not have done that. I said, yeah, they could have stolen everything together, yeah? The angel said to me, and if you don't raise a few chickens less, What would it be? Yes, I could not really understand that. Then he said a lot of other things to me, I am not even allowed to say them. He also accused me of taking the last penny from the poor people. I should not have done that. I should have done it, I should have done it. I thought it would be nice if I could take care of my inn and let people come. I talked to her a lot and entertained herself. And my wife, Thiers, went to church. Now the angel said, yes now, Han, things are different now. Now you have to make amends for what you have done wrong in your life. I had such a hard heart. Now we have to make sure that the heart becomes good. That a TMS what you have to teach now in the hereafter, yeah? I said, yeah, yeah, if it has to be done, just tell me and show me how it has to be done. Then he said, yes, good, welcome coming with me now. Then he took me to a little house, and we did not really like it that much. My little house, where I lived, I was more beautiful. Then it is never really day, it is never really night, I am not coming to myself, what kind of time, what will happen? Once I had the feeling that it was going to be winter, then I have it, feel again, it will be autumn, I cannot figure it out myself. Oh well, it was a bit oppressive and difficult. But the house, yes, it is not as neat as I would have liked. Then I just lent a hand and sorted things out and repaired the house oil. And then things went somewhat smoothly. But it did not last long before others came to me and took up residence in my house. I said, the house is mine and I have put it right. You should go away, you should look for a house like this yourself. This is my little house, and I will stay in this little house. With all my effort I got it away. Then it went away for a while, and then others came back and said, you have got a nice little house, there is still room for me, and then it just stuck and wanted to stay there. Then I said, there is nothing, Han stays in the little house and you do what you can to get out of there. So I did it, and then it went on for a while, and then this angel came to me and said, Han, see, that a TMS it, your hard heart. Why do not you give them the opportunity to stay in the house? You can talk to them. You should not be so narrow-minded. You shouldn't TMT send them away, just leave them in your house, you have enough space. Yes, yes, but they have no order, I said, they mess everything up and bring about things like that that I don't like. I want to have order in my house. Then the angel said, yes, you have to talk to them, you have to train them to be orderly and you have to make sure you get along with them. Yeah, then I have some glass, and then it does not fit, no matter how much I could talk, they were never in order, and then I just sent it away again. I had to forcefully ensure that they were gone. Then I was alone again for a while, and I liked it, and I repaired the house oil again. Then they just came back and nested again, and I had the same mishap again and had to send them away again. Then the angel came back and said, now, Han, now I told you to leave her with you. Why do you always send them away? I made it clear to him, I want to have order, I have always had order as a human being, and I cannot have the house being messed up, and the talk, I can't TMT have that. Well, said the angel, you have to get used to it, you have to leave her with you, you must not TMT send her away. You have to talk to them, you have to educate them to order. If you can organize things so well, then you have to bring them into work, and then they have to organize things with you. Then I thought, yeah, yeah, when gone, I will get rid of her again. So I did it and sent her away again. And that is how it went. I tried again and again for a long time and I always got rid of it. Then afterwards the angel came again. If I had always thought that he could come, then I would not have had a glass there and would have, yes, I would have sent it later. Well, then it is not a problem. Then he comes and brings another angel with him. And he looked a little more energetic. So I saw straight away, so you could not talk to him like you did to the other person to whom I said, I want to have my things in order. He immediately took me by the hand and shook it a little and said, Han, the theater, there, it is not, you do not do that, now I want to make sure you get your guests. And then they came in droves. And I had to leave her in the house. Then the angel said, I am not going away, I am staying here, and I will make sure that you do not send them away. Now it are TMS over, you have to learn to obey now. Yeah, then I just glass them. Then these two talked to my guests and gave them instructions. Then I listened, but no one ever said to me, Han, you have to come and listen too, dot, and then I just did what I liked. That is how it went for a while, and then they both left again, and I had my whole house full. Well, I was thinking, do you have to follow her now, or should you throw her out again? Then I thought about it and thought, well, if there TMS a little house like that, there TMS definitely another little house around somewhere. Then I left my house and went looking for someone else. I saw different things there, and they were all completely full, and it would not have fallen, it would not have fallen, and it would have been a mess. I did not like that at all, and then I went back to my house and thought, well, now, you have to be happy with your house, at least you have a clean house and you have your house in order. I then told them what was right and what was not and what I wanted and what I did not want. Then the two angels came back after a long time, also the one who looked at something like that energetically. He took me again and shook him and said, yes, we see your attitude. It is not at all serious that they are staying in your house, you'd like to get rid of them. Now we're doing it differently with you, now you come with me, now you leave the house. Now it is over, Han, now it is over. And those who are in the little house should stay now. You're coming with us now. Oh dear. Then I just went with you. And then they explained to me that now I had to go to a big house, and there would be many, many people there with whom I would have to share the space. And then I would not be the first. Like in the little house where I could have ruled, then I have to submit to it. Then he went with me. But this misty lair, where it was neither day nor night, nor summer nor winter, has remained, I actually did not like that. Then my mother built such a big house, it looked like, I still remember when I was alive as a human being, like a factory, it had such small windows. I did not like that at all. But where I went, there were really a lot of people there. Then I thought, if you had stayed where you were, you would not have to fight with them all now. Then I called out and said to him, so, you see, that a TMS Han. He helps you work now, he has to do it now and also look after the right thing. He has other things too, that counts. I did not understand it and I did not hear what was said. So I had to listen, I noticed that. I knew that. Then I have to stay in this house and I was assigned various jobs. I had to look to the right in the garden, and a certain group of fellow comrades, or whatever I should call them, were introduced to me. I then had to deal with them and talk to them. I was told exactly how and where I could go with them and so on. Yes, I had to come along. But then the person who shook me like that, he is the head of the big house, picked me up. And I always had to go to school with the other person at a very specific time. I have to go to school. And then we had to, like people, like little children on earth, we were told things, and then we were allowed to go home again, and then we had to learn it almost by heart, had to go back, and then they asked us, well, Han, do you remember what I told you? And then you had to tell everything. And sometimes you knew it and sometimes you didn't. And then you just have to go to school until you can, I would like to say, just do what we were told. It was explained to us that it would take so long, and then if we could give an answer to all of that, then we would go back to a higher school, and there we would be able to learn new things again and so on. I then asked whether everyone who goes to heaven has to go to school the first, and I would have imagined heaven differently. Yes, everyone must learn, everyone must learn.